Donny Benet with Girl of My Dreams, and joining us on the line now, all the way from Australia, the one and only Donny Benet. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Now, you were down in Aotearoa, New Zealand, not too long ago, playing the Tuning Fork, I believe. And you're dipping back. You're heading to New Zealand again. You're playing at Double Whammy this Thursday alongside the one and only Lou Kohler. I'm very excited about this show. And what has been happening in the meantime between the last visit to New Zealand?
Oh, geez, so much. It was actually quite funny in that true New Zealand fashion, which I always appreciate, was pointed out to me when I was last there that it was the beginning of my world tour, the release of my new record. Since then I released the remainder of Infinite Desires and toured Europe, UK, the US multiple times, Australia, of course, and now I'm coming back for the last signing off of that record.
What was the world tour like? Is it the first time you've been up to Europe and whatnot?
No. I'm a
seasoned warrior?
Professional.
Yeah, you're yes. Like, oh, been there, done that. How was it this time? How would you rate the experience? Like, how many road miles have you got under your belt? And
too many. I've always feel like each, I guess, international tour, the 1 month tour takes at least 6 months of your life.
Yeah. So. were you doing it in a van or how did you do
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So it was with my band, two brothers and another, actually a Kiwi as well, a brilliant guitarist named Peter Koopman, and who's living in Sydney now. And we basically both in Europe, we jumped in a van and drove, I think it was about 12,000 kilometers, and then went to the US and drove 15,000 kilometers. Lots of Spotify, lots of bad snack food, lots of stinky vans. That was great. The Europe tour in particular last year, we ticked off a few milestones, played some iconic venues like Paradiso in Amsterdam. Anyone has played there, Prince, the Rolling Stones, and of course Donny Benet now.
Yeah.
So,
excellent. Yeah. Now, I mean, the character Donny Benet is a fairly distinct persona. How much of the character is, how much of Donny is character, and how much of it is just you?
Shockingly, it's
you
blending
right?
into one now. Yeah,
it's hard to tell.
it's morphed over the years.
Yeah,
like anything that started off, there was a bit of a, you almost need a little bit of Dutch courage to start it.
Yes.
And so you do add a layer of insulation there. But
there's this human inside me, and you give it a bit of food and then suddenly it's taken over.
You do, yeah. And then art becomes life.
Yes. And, Now, I mean, back to hitting the road. Do you have a preference between Europe or the States? Is there a fairly stark contrast?
There's a huge difference. Europe, we usually start off in the UK, and there's always a thing of getting killed with kindness with English people, which is lovely. And at the same time, you're looking forward to getting to mainland Europe. And then after spending a week amongst like German people with the dry humor, extremely dry humor, you're kind of longing for that again. But no, there's a nice, it's always changing in Europe, which is great. But the US, I've got a special, I love going to the US. I think if you embrace and pretend to be an American in America, it all makes sense. And the moment you kind of surrender and do that, it's a really fun experience. Yeah. So I usually, for a month after I get back from the US, I'm still calling people sir and being incredibly polite.
The Americans love good manners, eh?
I was going to say, good manners goes a long way in America.
Yes. I think because they use the word sure, like they're like, sure so much. But when they hear like a Kiwi or an Aussie saying, thank you very much, they're like, they really take a shine to it because they're so used to hearing sure. But when they actually hear proper manners, they're like, oh my God.
There's combining manners in your Australian or especially in using the Kiwi accent. They love it. So it's really easy to get out of so many hairy scenarios by just hamming up a bit of like, oh, of course, thanks, mate. It's
yes.
Great.
Yeah. Now, the music of Donny Benet, to me, mm-hmm. is almost like a love letter to the 80s. What mm-hmm. is it about? Is there something about the 80s that really resonates deeply with you and Donny Benet?
Well, there's a few things. Like, of course, it's nostalgic being a child of the 80s. That's kind of your comfort thing. But, I mean, back then, the music was so good. The musicianship was great. I guess my strength as a musician is I'm a bass player by trade. And that's the bass and drums feature. They always feature heavily in any pop music, I guess, blues, funk, jazz, soul. But in particular, that was a real time, like mid-70s to like the late 80s, the musicianship was kind of the calling card, I guess, of it. So that plays a lot part to it. And then also like the use of synthesizers. It's a beautiful instrument because you can be so expressive on it. You can color it, you can adjust the attack, how short, long notes are, all these kinds of things that you're probably limited to on normal instruments. So it just means you can add another layer of emotion, whether it's excitement or sadness or quirkiness. So for me, it's a really comfortable and nice and interesting musically period to explore. You know, people probably turn their nose up at it sometimes, but that's cool. And also being a child of the 80s, I was, the whole grunge thing just went over my head. I think I started seriously wanting to be a musician in my teens, and it was just too easy to play that kind of stuff, and I just needed to challenge. So a lot of late 70s, 80s, soul, jazz, funk, pop, or anything kind of provided that.
I find that a lot of your tracks evoke very vivid imagery and atmosphere. Are you writing songs with specific places or memories in mind when you're getting into that space?
Well, just in general, I think writing a good song, like if it can, I mean, you're creating like an escape for the listener. So you've got a kind of, you can either, you know, you can be as subtle or as straightforward as you want to in establishing kind of a mood or an environment for them to get to, if that makes sense. To get away from the, you know, you had a bad day at work and you put some music on the way back on the train and, you know, you want to be taken to, you know, a tropical island straight away with, you know, a beautiful man or woman whispering sweet nothings into your ear. So I think
sounds like paradise on earth, actually.
Exactly. So I mean, you know, the quicker you get someone there, the better your job you're being.
Excellent. Okay, so Donny Benet, this Thursday, Intimate Desires New Zealand tour, mm-hmm. Playing Double Whammy Thursday alongside Luke Kohler. You can get tickets from Under the Radar. And just to reiterate for everyone, this last time you were here, it was the start of your world tour. So you have mm-hmm. been on the road for the last 2 years and mm-hmm. you're hitting Whammy with band?
Solo this time.
Solo this time, but no doubt massively.
Actually, no, I will have my sax guy with me. Apologize.
Okay, we got sax.
We've got half of the bands here.
Yeah.
So
it's, well, obviously you've been on the road for so long. It's going to be an incredible night.
Yes.
Because these songs are all so well road tested. Are there any sneak peeks of upcoming music releases going to be?
Not this time around. The next stuff coming out is instrumental. So yep. I'm kind of holding it off. But yeah, there's, as you mentioned, everything's tried and tested and we're road weathered. So, you know, we'll be on our A game.
Excellent. Hey, Donny Benet, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure.
We're going to go out on Konnichiwa, I think so. I think that's what we're going to play. Yeah, we're going to play Konnichiwa, and we'll see you on Thursday at Whammy.
Sounds great. Awesome. Thanks again.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
See ya.
My love, Konnichiwa. We'll be right back.